Back here on the mighty 690 KGGF, and at this time, it is time to chat with some of our friends from Morningstar Care Homes on our Ask the Expert segment, and we got a really great show for you today, so I hope you can stick around for it. So we even have one of the residents of Morningstar who will be coming on the program here in just a moment. But first, we're going to start with Executive Director of Morningstar in Neodesha. We have joining us Krista Knickerbocker. How are you doing, ma'am? Good to have you back on here.
Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to see you again here. I know some of the listeners may remember that we had you on a little bit earlier in the month. And since that first show, you know, we're also going to be including some other special guests here. But, you know, it's just to start off with, maybe for the folks who didn't hear any of our previous interviews, that sort of thing, can you tell us just a little bit about, you know, Morningstar and what you do in Neodesha? And, you know, I understand you've lived in Neodesha all your life, right?
I have. I love Neodesha. In Neodesha, I basically follow the path of the resident that moves in. I oversee the residents are getting everything they need to be happy and healthy after moving into our home. I assist families with communications between the nurse and the doctors and anything that arises on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that is great. I mean, that's definitely a lot of things that you have to keep track of. A lot of T's to cross, a lot of I's to dot, all that sort of thing. And because you've got quite a few different folks, you know, from all walks of life and all different departments working there, right?
That's correct. Yep. It all starts off with tours with prospective residents and families, and then consulting with them on decision making to move into Morningstar. We have a move-in list. We try to make everything seamless and easy to do. We arrange apartments, and we've actually moved people out of their own homes. We've gone in and done those things. It's not typical, but we do. We help wherever we can.
Well, it's nice to have that flexibility. And then, of course, we've talked before here, if folks are interested in, you know, touring and coming through Morningstar, I know you and your staff, you get to show them around, and mm-hmm. you're always happy to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah. Oh, evenings, weekends, whenever people are available, we can come in.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, it's really good to have you in here again. And I understand you have some guests with you in the studio. So would you like to, and not all of them are going to be on today, but you want to go ahead and introduce them for us?
I do. Today we have our nurse, Director of Healthcare, Amanda Jones. She's been with Morningstar since she was a CNA, and she's an RN now. She went all the way through school with us, and that's one good thing about Morningstar. It's a very flexible schedule for high school and college students. We work around their needs.
Well, and we have so many people, you know, who are interested in nursing, and this is such a great opportunity for them to, you know, get that experience under their belt, and because it really is so much about that experience, and it sounds like, you know, you're really happy to and accommodating to make that happen.
Absolutely. We also have resident Jeanette Barton. She's from our Neodesha home.
Well, good morning, Jeanette. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Hey, it's great to have you in here. I'm super tickled that you could take the time to be in here. And, you know, you said, and this is pretty common with a lot of our guests, that, you know, you've never been in a radio station before. It's always a little bit different than you expect, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're really glad to have you in here. So Jeanette, you know, what do you like about living at Morningstar?
I like living there because everybody's really nice, and they help you out when you need help, and a lot of nice nurses there, and they service our meals, and they do our laundry, and if you need help with your shower, they'll help you with your shower. It's just a good place to live.
Yeah, well, that is great. And, you know, before you came to Morningstar, Jeanette, where did you live before?
I was raised around Altoona, but I was at Morningstar at Fredonia, and then before that I was in the nursing home.
Okay, gotcha. And so how is this, you know, at Morningstar, how has that maybe been different from some other places you've been?
Oh, it's been a lot better. I didn't care for when I was in the nursing home because we didn't have any activities. We have a lot of activities there at Morningstar. My favorite one is bingo.
I love bingo. I mean, yeah. I'm a big fan of bingo. So, you know, anytime we can have some of that, it's just so much fun.
It is.
Well, that's great. And, you know, have you made any new friends at Morningstar?
Oh, yeah, I've made a lot of friends.
That's great. And, you know, it's so cool to, you know, think that, you know, we think that maybe as we get older, we're not going to have those opportunities to maybe make friends. You know, we think about doing that in our 20s and 30s and whatnot. But the fact is, you can always make new friends.
Oh, yeah. All the nurses are really nice, and Kristen's really nice, and they're all friends with you.
So you mentioned bingo. Is there anything else that you like doing? Any of the other activities?
I like to color a lot, and they keep me busy with the long sheet that I color.
Oh, I love that. Now, are you into puzzles at all? Because my grandma was super into puzzles.
I used to put puzzles together when I still lived at home. But then I lost interest in it.
Sure. Yeah, I know she got to a point where, you know, she always wanted them to do them during the winter because she's like, well, the summers, it's just too busy. You know,
yeah.
We don't have time for that. But no, I she always would have one going, you know, so I had to ask about that. So now, you know, just in general, you know, if you had, you know, someone you were talking to, would you recommend Morningstar to a friend?
Yes, I would. I would let them know what all you got there, and the meals. You get 3 meals a day, and then you get snacks twice a day. And I'd let them know everything about Morningstar.
Well, that's great. That's really good to hear. Now, you know, just I always love talking with, you know, folks who have been here and lived in the county a while, because I'm a little bit new to the area. You know, I grew up in Wichita, always kind of been interested in Southeast Kansas, ended up coming down here. So, you know, how has this area and the country and Southeast Kansas changed since you were young?
Oh, it has changed a lot since I was young. I was raised out in the country, not in town. And it seemed like in town, you're kind of scared to let your kids get out on the streets when they're growing up because of much violence and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there can be a lot of differences in, you know, today's world. And, I mean, do you think that, obviously, you know, you maybe have that perspective, you can compare when maybe your parents, grandparents were in retirement age. Do you think that senior citizens today have a little bit more challenges?
Yes, I do, because I know my grandparents, they lived out in the country, and if they got, like my grandpa, he had a stroke, and my grandma just kept him at home and took care of him instead of putting him in a nursing home.
Well, and that can be really hard, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So it is nice, you know, some of the resources we have here today. And, you know, if you're talking to a friend maybe who did live alone or does live alone right now. You know, I mean, my grandma was super blessed to have lived alone until a few days before she died, the age of 99, which is, you know, that's an ideal circumstance. But, you know, sometimes people have trouble caring for themselves at home. And what would you say, you know, are there any advantages that you saw when you're moving from, you know, living at home to Morningstar?
Oh, I've seen a lot of advantages because I didn't have to go grocery shopping, for one thing, because they furnish all the food there. And if you don't have a ride wherever you go to the doctor, well, they see that you get a ride. And at home, you might not be able to get a ride.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, I know, speaking from, you know, my mom's perspective, she had, it was lucky, my grandma was lucky to have had my mom because she was like a full-time, if you know, pretty much over there every day,
yeah,
caregiver, but not everyone has that. So, I mean, that could be definitely a challenge. So, you know, does the staff at Morningstar, do they make it easier for, you know, the things that you go through day to day for those issues that you face?
Yes, they do.
That's good. That's really good. And, you know, anything else that, you know, you enjoy about Morningstar? I mean, I'm sure there's all sorts of things that, you know, activities and that sort of thing.
Yes, and they take us outside when the weather's permitting, you know, and if it's not really hot out. And I always enjoy going outside.
That's great. And do they have bird feeders? Do they have any bird feeders?
Yes.
You gotta have the bird feeders. I always like that. Now, what about, do they have any activities, maybe any groups come in and do programs or anything for you?
Yes, there's a lot of singing groups that come in and sing. And then there's a lady that comes and usually once a month, and she'll do activities with us.
Oh, that's great. That's really fun. And now, you talked about the food earlier. I want to circle back to that because do you have a favorite meal that they make for you?
I like the fried chicken meal because I like fried chicken.
Oh, who doesn't like fried chicken? I mean, that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so great. So, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners here this morning? Because this is super fun to be able to have you in and get your perspective of, life at Morningstar.
I think I've covered about all of it, haven't I?
Something that Jeanette said on the way here was when she was at home, she might see one of her kids a day or two. But since she moved to Morningstar, she sees our cook and our housekeeper and all the other residents and local people coming in and out of the building. And so she'll see 20 to 30 people a day, when at home she might have just seen one or two. And you don't realize how lonely you get when you're at home. And she said she feels like being at Morningstar kept her mind sharp.
Yeah. I like being around crowds. I don't like being by myself.
Well, that's great. And I mean, that's like an ideal circumstance, because we think about that, I didn't ask you, Jeanette, did you work outside the home at all?
No, I didn't. Okay. I had a daycare when I was living at home.
Okay.
Up until I retired.
Gotcha. So you like the little ones.
Then. Oh, yeah.
You changed a few diapers. So, because that's what I was going, because I was thinking about, when we're at work, here, I see so many people, come in the studio and come in the station and everything. And so, we're used to that in our work life. You're used to the kids. And then, maybe we get into retirement and we're not seeing as many people. We've just got that maybe family that comes by. And, for the folks who live alone, you can, maybe not have too many people coming on by. So that's a really, interesting, change. And a good perspective, I think, for the people who maybe are out there listening who, maybe no one calls them in a whole day. So.
Since she's moved in, she's been able to continue the hobbies that she had at home. She has her own sewing machine in her room. She has her room is just full of all her personal effects. And we have residents that drive. They come and go as they please. We've got a carport for their cars.
Well, yeah. And that's great. I mean, the fact that you can kind of make it, your own. You're not just, it's not like everyone's room is the same. You can go and see everyone, how they've kind of personalized it, I bet.
Yeah. My room's just fixed up like I would be living at home.
That's so great. That is really, really cool. So, it's really great to have you here, Jeanette. And, I think that what you shared with our listeners here, really shows off that Morningstar is and what you all have. And I know that the Krista, we've got, you folks are going to be over at the Farm and Home Show here that we have coming up, the Interstate Farm and Home Show. That is going to be on March 22nd and 23rd. And tell us just a little bit about that. I know you're going to plan to have some booths and all sorts of information for folks.
Yeah, we're planning to have a booth and have some merchandise. And our big giveaway is going to be a grill. Jackie Hale, our director from Fredonia, went this weekend to Tulsa and got a nice grill for us to do a drawing. And we're all real excited. We're going to have lots of different people working our booth. Our nurse Amanda will be there, and the nurse Verna from Fredonia will be there. Lots of staff will be there. Lots of different faces.
Well, that's excellent. That's super fun. So, and then I did want to ask you, Krista, for maybe the folks who are listening that are saying, it might be that time to go ahead and make that change. Do you have any move-in specials available for folks right now?
Yes, we get 1 month free. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great. Mm-hmm. We like free. That's what we say around here all the time. So that is fantastic. Well, Jeanette, you know, as I said, it's so much fun to have you in. I kind of want to wrap things up. And I always like asking folks older than myself for a little advice, and I'm sure you have it. So do you have any advice to give listeners today about finding a good home for their loved ones or themselves as they age?
I don't know. What kind of advice are you looking for?
Yeah, just, you know, maybe something that, you know, what might be a good thing to look for in a care home, you know, Morningstar in particular?
Well, I would, if I was looking for one, I would go to the office and meet, like, Kristen, the one that runs it, and then I'd check about the food and the laundry and stuff like that, if they did all that.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, just checking to make sure that they got all, you know, the basics covered. And uh-huh. I mean, it sounds like you found a place that you really like.
I do. I really like it there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know something at Morningstar that we get commented on a lot is when people just do drop-ins for a tour. Groups will just drop in, and they always say, it smells so good in here. That's one thing that I would look for. If the sounds are good and the smells are good and people are happy, that's a good sign.
That's great. I've said it before. I'm a real big, you know, on atmosphere of a place. You know, you walk in and you know it's a fun and happy, inviting place. So I think that's really important. So Jeanette is, you know, are you going to go anywhere on your way back, or are they going to treat you to ice cream or something? I mean, what's the plan here?
Oh, they treat me to coffee coming down here.
Well, good. That's great.
She had her first scooter's experience. Yeah.
Look at that. You know, you're keeping with the times. So. I love it. Well, it's been so wonderful to have you all in here today. And, you know, I'm just so glad to meet you. And I would say, you know, hey, anytime you're like, hey, I want to go back to the radio station, you just tell them and we'll get you back here. We'll put you to work if you want. You know, we'll get you to do something. So it's been such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, you know, this is really great. And Krista, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here today?
Yesterday was Jeanette's birthday.
Oh, my goodness. A happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yep, that's, I don't think so.
That's wonderful.
I think that's it for today.
Well, next year, you call the radio station next year. We'll wish you a happy birthday here on the radio, because we like to do that here. It's a little early. It's at 6:50, but you said you're an early riser, so
yeah.
We'll take care of you on that. So. Well, it's been wonderful having you ladies in here, and I can't wait for our time we talk next year in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, James.
Okay, thank you. Those folks from Morningstar Care Homes here on the Mighty 690. We get our Ask the Expert segment with folks from Morningstar, and that is the second and fourth Thursday of every month here on the Mighty 690. Much more coming up, so keep it here.